podcast number 38, The Key to Executing Projects Well. Welcome to the new season of Business Rhythm with Frank and Jamie, your regular dose of fun and easy to understand business insights. This podcast is brought to you by businessmango.org.
Welcome to the new season of Business Rhythm. This is episode number 38. My name is Jamie. A new general manager of a heavy industrial company was tasked to build a business development team to grow and diversify the company's businesses. The direction was to look for and exploit opportunities in the market by launching new businesses. The general manager hired people from various backgrounds. A call center employee, a lady who worked for her aunt supplying eggs to a large retail store, two former IT infrastructure administrators, a lawyer specializing in fixing legal documents, a telecom company employee who made deals with foreign telecom partner, and an architect. According to the general manager, he hired these very young people to ensure diversity needed to promote innovation and inject fresh ideas in a company dominated by senior people from traditional backgrounds, such as engineering.
However, 3 years into his term, the team failed to produce tangible business development outputs or viable businesses that satisfy the company CEO. The team came up with business ideas such as boiler egg production, franchise of drugstore retailer, or half-developed ideas in the areas of Internet of Things or lower-middle-class townhouses. The team didn't collaborate with other departments or consulted suppliers and customers. In the end, of the very few ideas launched, none succeeded. Eventually, the general manager left the company for a career opportunity elsewhere.
So what happened here? First, there is the case of hiring the wrong people. According to Scott Belsky, author of Making Ideas Happen, the formula for making ideas happen is a creative idea plus an organizational or productivity system that is biased towards action, plus community support, and finally, the capacity to lead. In the story mentioned above, most of the members did not have the right background and experience to propose creative or business ideas that are worth pursuing. The first thing the company needed is ideas, which the business development team was simply unable to generate.
Now, once you have great idea or ideas, the next thing is to ensure they don't reach the project plateau or a period wherein a project is abandoned after intense execution. According to Scott Belsky, discipline is required. This requires a productivity system that helps you organize your projects and priorities and allocate your energy. A team that keeps on brainstorming and does not know how to prioritize and take action will have zero impact. And this is what we saw in the team described above.
Further, teams that can execute well also know how to get community buy-in and support. Community can mean the company's senior management, suppliers, customers, and other departments. Scott Belsky writes, and I quote, "Community strengthens both your creative energy and your commitment to it."
A great idea also needs passionate and committed leaders who will seriously pursue, sustain, and scale it up. Further, the leader should be able to motivate his or her team and help overcome obstacles and challenges along the way. The bottom line is that, in example above, the business development team lacked leadership skills to engage the team, and most of the people he hired did not have the right ideas to help expand the company's business. This example shows that execution depends first and foremost on people. Without the right people, a team will fail in making vision into a reality.
So what happened to the team? When the general manager left, a number of team members followed suit and found opportunities elsewhere. With the team's failure and discovery of the causes, the CEO decided to restructure the business development team under a new head. Only 4 persons stayed with the team while the rest were transferred to other units that better fit their qualification and experience.
And that is it for today, folks. This is Frank.
And this is Jamie. Thanks for listening.
Goodbye.
Subscribe to Business Rhythm for more insights on leadership, finance, marketing, and innovation. Business Rhythm is available in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, Windows, and all Android podcast players. Please support our podcast. Go to businessmango.org and click the Podbean button at the left-hand corner of the page. Thank you for your support. Don't forget, our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/businessmango. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/businessmango. Lastly, if you have questions for us, you can send them to insights@businessmango.org and we will try to answer them as soon as possible.
Thank you for listening and your support.